This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 26 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your auto repairman as we attempt to fix your car. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So let's see now if we can repair that bad backfiring caused by this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
The British government is spending £2 million to find a cure for baldness. Science Minister Lord Sainsbury says he wants the UK to become the world's leader in hair restoration. He is supporting a new treatment called biotechnology, reports news sources. During the treatment, the hair cells are grown in a test tube, then injected into a bald pate. He said biotechnology provides a real opportunity to harness the world-class expertise we possess in Britain. This initiative should establish British industry as the world's leader in this area. This treatment is being developed by UK firm Intercytex, set up by biochemist Dr. Paul Kemp. He said analysts estimate a good baldness treatment could be worth £1 billion a year in Britain and many times more that worldwide. The idea is to inject cells into the scalp where many will develop into new hair follicles. Current hair transplant techniques take a very long time, so they cost quite a bit. This new procedure would be much faster and cheaper. A Chinese woman regularly washes the family's clothes in the middle of the night while she's sleepwalking. Mrs. Zhu, age 46, of Wuhan City in the Hubei province, has been walking in her sleep for the last 10 years, reports the Wuhan Evening News. She sleepwalks at least 10 times a year and each time does the same thing. Washes clothes for the family, says her husband. The next morning when she wakes up, she'll praise me for doing such a good job. The husband added that he had installed locks on the door to stop her leaving the house to wash neighbors' clothes. Scientists in China have found a way to control the flight of pigeons by implanting electrodes in their brains. The researchers have developed a computer system which allows them to tell the birds to fly left, right, up, or down. The chief scientist told the local news agency it's the first successful experiment on a pigeon in the world. Similar experiments on mice had been carried out by the team at the Robot Engineering Technology Research Center at the Shandong University of Science and Technology over 2 years ago. The technique has a variety of practical uses, such as helping amputees to use mechanical limbs and controlling animals fitted with cameras to search large areas or disaster zones. Experiments in the United States at the Arizona State University earlier this year, funded by the U.S. Neuroprosthesis Program, used a monkey to control a robotic arm. British nudists are bombarding a Dutch gym owner with calls for more information after he made an announcement for a nude fitness course. The owner, Patrick DeMann from Heteran, said thousands of British as well as Americans, Germans, and people from all over Holland had contacted him since he announced his plans on the internet at the beginning of this month. He said the idea came from two nudists who were members of his gym. The thousands of responses on my gym's website show that naturists have been waiting for something like this for a very long time. DeMann said he had been in touch with Dutch nudist organizations to discuss measures to make sure his NudaFit classes were not attended by perverts and installed special screens in his gym to ensure that peeping Toms could not be able to see the participants. A German man caught speeding faces losing his license because he had a cockatoo on his shoulder. Walter Kornhauser, age 45, said, "She was bored at home and I wanted to take her for a ride in my car." He was stopped while doing 60 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone in Augsburg, Germany. He faces dangerous driving charges. A police spokesman said, "He should have had the bird in a cage, but when he was stopped, it was flying around the car, and he could have easily obscured his vision, causing an accident, or caused him to miss important signs like the one telling him to slow down."
Bizarro Holidays.
Your weekly observances through the 24th include the National Agricultural Week, National Animal Poison Prevention Week, National Inhalant and Poisons Awareness Week, and National Poison Prevention Week. Through the 25th, it's National Spring Fever Week. Through the 26th, it's National Bubble Blowers Week. Your daily calendar events include on the 22nd, it's As Young As You Feel Day, International Goof-Off Day, and World Day for Water. On the 23rd, it's National Puppy Day, Near Miss Day, OK Day, and World Meteorological Day. On the 24th, it's National Chocolate-Covered Raisins Day, United Nations World Tuberculosis Day, and Yo-Yo Day. On the 25th, it's National Day of Celebration of Greek and American Democracy, Old New Year's Day, and Pecan Day. The 26th, it's Make Up Your Own Holiday Day, and Legal Assistance Day. On the 27th, it's Education and Sharing Day, Kite Flying Day, Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day, and American Diabetes Association Alert Day. And on the 28th, it's Kick Butts Day. That's cigarette butts, people.
Bizarro facts.
The Peanuts character, Charlie Brown's father, was a barber. Experts at Intel say that the microprocessor speed will double every 18 months for at least the next 10 years. The queen termite can live up to 50 years and have over 30,000 children every day. The words facetious and abstemious contain all the vowels in the correct order. Pearls will melt in vinegar. The American media mogul Ted Turner owns over 5% of the state of New Mexico. Conception occurs more often in December than any other month. No other animal gives us more byproducts than the pig. These byproducts include pig suede, buttons, glass, paintbrushes, crayons, chalk, and insulation, just to name a few. Albert Einstein was once offered the presidency of Israel in the year 1952. Half of all Americans live within 50 miles of their birthplace. Most boat owners name their boats, and the most popular boat name requested is Obsession. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common? They were all invented by women! Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone, never telephoned his wife or mother. This is because they were both deaf. The only food that will never spoil is honey! The cockroach's favorite food is the glue that's on the back of postage stamps. An 18th century German by the name of Matthew Berchinger, known as the Little Man of Nuremberg, played 4 musical instruments including the bagpipes, was an expert calligrapher, and was the most famous stage magician of his day. He performed tricks with the cup and balls that have never been explained. But most amazing is the fact that Berchinger had no hands, legs, or thighs, and was less than 29 inches tall. Turtles can breathe through their butts.
And that's going to do it for this episode, number 26 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you enjoyed yourself and will join us next week. In the meantime, please remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.